2 on Friday, the 24th of June. And Ann Morrison, Twiland, TWILAND.info is her science blog, and Ann produces the most amazing and deeply referenced science information on many different topics. If you go to her blog, we also produce a recap videos on live stream. Those recap videos are posted up over at our YouTube channel, and also on our other video channels, including especially our Vimeo channel. Some of them are so advanced we actually put them under pay-per-view. And what's our topics today? What are we covering?
Well, we're going to talk about biosecurity, cyber terrorism, and the climate. And under cyber terrorism, we're going to talk about how dependent we are of the 300 submarine cables that cross the oceans that carry phone calls, social media posts, and classified diplomatic messages.
Wow. That's interesting.
And just before we get started on that, I thought we might say something about Brexit, the UK pulling out of the Soviet Union, European Union.
The anti-Soviet Union, how's that?
Well, apparently their impression is that it's getting more and more federalized, and so they're not getting back the taxes that they paid.
Well, 3 years ago, I had an Irish representative of local government on, and we're talking about the smart meter grid system, and he said 85% of decisions are made just in the boardroom in Brussels by bureaucrats. They don't even go into public discussion, don't even ask for the public's opinion. The Brits are pretty tough people, but they've finally reached their limit, and they know they're going to suffer because the pound's is already dropping, and they know there's going to be economic consequences, but they had enough. And, you know, we need Iceland, the Icelandic people. It's interesting, if you know the little history of Iceland. Iceland are basically Vikings that went to Ireland, which again is another Viking outpost, you want to call Ireland, and it picked up women and headed up to Iceland and made an independent country. And then eventually they created Greenland. They call it Greenland because it was green enough during a inter-ice age period between the Maunder Ice Age that they could actually have settlements there. These are tough people. They were visited North America 1,000 years before Christopher Columbus. So they decide to go independent, and they actually are doing well financially since they told the banks to go to hell. I think the Brits will do very well. And the Europeans already, France, Germany, and another country, trying to think, Norway, I think is actually talking about leaving already. That's today, already, since Brexit. The European treaty is over. The game of trying to create a Trans-Pacific Partnership where it takes away sovereignty and international courts to handle business, and even our Congress, Senate, and President will become vestigial. Vestigial is like an appendix. It has no biological or geopolitical use. And that's what these idiots like Obama and Hillary Clinton were trying to do, is hand over authority to transnational corporate boards and courts that would basically handle everything, and we would have no input whatsoever.
Now, what were those three countries again?
France, Germany, and Norway, I believe, is the three off the bat have actually announced they're thinking of leaving.
Well, that surprises me. France I might have thought of, but Germany, of course, Angela Merkel is...
She's done. She's already history. The elections this year have basically completely truncated her in a number of the cantons. So when the election comes next year, she's finished. And she's trying to hang on and pretend she's still the chancellor. She's finished. And the Germans have had enough. I mean, this is sickening what they've done. And they tell us it's 1.5 million refugees. According to Tim Alexander, my people in Europe, they tell me it's more likely 3 to 4 million refugees in Germany, and it's way over the top. It's out of control, and it's not reasonable at all.
I knew she was very, very unpopular.
Well, she's an idiot, and she's evil. Both. I mean, I wouldn't care what sex she is. The problem is Angela Merkel is a globalist, just like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They're globalists. They're going to do what their functionaries tell them, just like George Soros and Mr. Cameron. I see his wife crying. These are crocodile tears. These people are monsters, and it's a damn good thing Cameron's gone. This guy is out of his mind. Just like Tony Blair, another maniac from the British government that basically was pushing for this European Union, and even switched to become a Roman Catholic so he could work with the Jesuits. You know, people need to start grasping that people are getting in what's called a zone of pushback now. And pushback is Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump's not perfect in any way, and hopefully he'll surround himself with good advisors, because he's a novice. He's not a career politician. But God help us. You know, as I tell people, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, we have, literally ensconced in the office, the Antichrist. And they're looking for a male Antichrist. No, no, no. This woman, this Hildebeest, would, if she becomes president, become the beast dictator of America. And there's no doubt in my mind that we'll be under the spirit of Jezebel, and absolute violence is going to happen. Because when they start trying to seize guns, we'll give it back to them. And we'll use much more dangerous technology than guns, because it'll be a violent revolution. More violent than China or Russia or anywhere. If they think they're going to take our guns, they're delusional. 23 million armed American veterans and 94 million armed Americans with 360 million guns and several hundred billion bullets, they're crazy.
Yes. Well, I think that I think Trump has tapped into this.
He traveled over there and made a comment. He said, we'll make deals. Obama was so damn nervy, he went over there a few months ago and actually said, if you leave and Brexit happens, you'll be at the back of the queue. That's the actual words he used when dealing with trade deals with America. How disgusting to threaten the people that if you want sovereignty again back to Britain and Ireland and Scotland. And the only reason why Ireland and Scotland stayed and voted to stay in the European Union, because they want to separate from the UK because they've lost sovereignty to the UK bureaucrats. And they want to make trade relationships with Europe, so I just think it'll help their economy better. Why didn't you listen to the Icelandic people? They had the sense to just leave and start making unilateral deals with different countries and tell the bankers to go to hell. That's what they did. And they had actually put in jail their own politicians. They're in prison now, cooling their heels in the Icelandic prisons.
Well, not only the politicians, but the bankers also.
Exactly. They're all cooling their heels, and they're not going to get out in a year or two. They're going to be there decades.
Anyway, there are, getting back to the subject at hand, I'm talking now about cyber terrorism. You may think that the Internet just goes between here and San Diego, because that's what we're talking on right now.
Right.
But it goes, there's 300 different entities that have laid cable in one ocean or another.
Right.
And just to give you an idea, there's a recent one from London to New York that cost $6,500 to lay, and it was, no, I'm sorry, that's what they charged to use it, per 10 gigabytes per second.
Right.
And it's a high-speed link. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's also another one from Los Angeles to Tokyo that costs $12,000 per 10 gigabytes per second wavelength.
Right.
But those are relatively new and they're relatively cheap. Let's see, the big one, one that's got more bandwidth, was from London to Johannesburg. Now, you know what Johannesburg is? It's the capital of
South Africa. As they say down there, South Africa. They all kind of slide it all together.
Right. And, you may think that South Africa has come out of its segregation policy, but believe me, it's just as bad as it ever was.
Right.
And it's a good thing, because the Germans down there are building the country. It's not the indigenous people. It's the people. Well, they're the Boers. They came out of Britain and Netherlands, and is Dutch the same as Netherlands? I'm not sure. Anyway, then
yeah, they're basically Dutch. The Boers are Dutch or basically people of that area.
Yes, and they are as modern as any country.
Or more modern in some ways. There's things about their country that in some ways is more modern than any other nation on the planet.
And cost to use that line is $112,000. There's a 51,000 line from Los Angeles to Sydney. You would expect that we would have one that would cost more, that would go to Australia. And then from Miami to São Paulo is $35,000. So what I'm trying to say is, now these are the major, this is what they charge to use their lines,
right.
10 gigabytes per second wavelength prices.
Right.
And these are just the major international routes.
By the way, they're using standard what's called fiber optic cable technology. Would you like to know that they actually have under-ocean and under-continental high-speed links that are actually in ultraviolet fiber-optic cables all over the world in these radiate what's called gravitonic tunnels for high-speed rail? You know, people say you can cross, you know, the Atlantic Ocean in 90 minutes, airliner that was taken into service about a decade ago. You know what I'm talking about, supersonic airliner.
Oh, yeah. The one that fell at France, at Paris?
Exactly, yeah. Basically, we have those kind of speeds underground. And, I took care of one of the doctors who handled the tunneling devices for making these underground high-speed rail tunnels using maglev tri-radiate tracks. And they have cables in the ceiling of every one of these tunnels all over the planet. So besides this system, they also have a low-Earth orbit LEO satellite system, which is, half of it is military and telecommunications through low-Earth orbit satellites called the LEO or Iridium system. And then, of course, they have a geocentric orbit out of 22,000 miles in geocentric stationary satellites over specific places on Earth, satellites out of 20,000 miles. But the highest speed is actually in the tunnels under the oceans, and we're not talking about laying at the sea floor, we're talking about under the sea floor.
These are fiber optics?
They're special to super high speed. Basically, it's the speed of what's called a supernet, which is basically, instead of using typical bits, they do what's called multiplexing the data bits, and they are transmitting at much higher frequencies, which is ultraviolet light rather than infrared.
Well, no, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's all classified Tier 1 science, and you won't hear this anywhere else because they didn't. You see, people say, well, how do you know this stuff? You didn't work there. I said, look, I took care of the employees working in all these classified projects, and 2/3 to 3/4 of the discussion we had wasn't over their health issues. They wanted to know what the other guys were doing in their projects that were highly compartmentalized with inside these different areas of the government. And we would, because I have a photographic memory and I know all these advanced technologies and I don't forget anything, I would literally recite, and these guys, the pupils would get like pinpoints. They go into a cold sweat when I tell them exactly what was going on in other projects that they're involved with, because they go into a building little in Colorado, go down and set of specified elevators going down half a mile or so and get it locked down for 30 days in a facility, and then they come back up and people will say, well, what is that building for? You don't see any signs in the building. The building was a dummy. You wouldn't believe it. You just go along to Littleton, you go to a building, and you're going down half a mile.
They even had a zoo.
The zoo there, which is the zoo in South Denver, is another facility right underneath the zoo, actually. It's crazy how big it is. Just like here in Pendleton Marine Corps Base. What you see above ground is teeny compared to what's actually underground. What's underground is a city.
Yeah. Under Denver International.
Exactly. DIA, for example, you know how big DIA is? 91 square miles.
Underground.
Underground, and it's multi-layered.
Yeah.
Yeah, 91. They removed more debris when they built the DIA airport complex underground than when they built the first Panama Canal. That's how much debris was removed.
Well, okay. So you may not have thought about the Internet, you know, your text messages, your calling home or calling to your family back in the old country, or even classified military. By the way, I was going to say there's a good movie out called Listening, and it talks about this, the spy in the sky, and how one person was able to listen in on conversations that, he taped them.
The NSA listens to every conversation, every language on Earth. As AI systems, it'll bump it up to a specific physical human agent. But in 2003, 13 years ago, they launched an AI system that, according to a superior human intelligence, can think 100 trillion times faster. So every database on Earth and every language on Earth is being monitored, including 3COM, which the NSA brought in as their proxy through transnational corporations as the phone system for China. So the phone system for China is fully owned and controlled by the NSA. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm sure they share the data with the Chinese government.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they give them a daily update. No, everybody, people know 90% of what the NSA does is industrial and espionage and intelligence on every individual. They've created a cybernetic model for everybody in the first and second world in cyberspace with a tolerance down to 1.5 centimeters of vertical dimension as well.
Well, as you can see on my when you look at my blog, I have a map of the world that shows where all the major, where the 300 cables.
Yeah, that map is pretty impressive. And people should understand every single communication in phone, fax, and email, even the dark internet, is completely monitored by the NSA. Now, what they're freaked out by is what Dr. Professor McCanny talked about, that thinking that that they can always break an encryption. Yeah, it's possible, depending on how long the encryption string is, but if you have an encryption string of 240 bytes, you need hundreds of millions of dollars to break that encryption string with supercomputers, which we have. There are possibilities of making what's called prime number encryption systems, such as what Professor McCanny talked about was called McScribble-X and others like PGP, and it's impossible for the NSA to break them. And they are freaked out completely by it because they didn't realize that someone smart would eventually make an encryption system that they couldn't break. So the NSA is completely powerless to stop this.
Well, they hired the wrong people.
No, they are full of it. It wasn't just a matter of hiring. It's a matter of arrogance. Just like Obama and Mr. Cameron, they're so arrogant they think they can browbeat British people into submitting even more of their freedoms to bureaucrats in Brussels. And the people say, yeah, I'm going to suffer for a bit, but I'm a Brit. I don't mind as long as I can give my bangs and mash, I'm fine. You know, to sausage and potatoes, you know. So, the Brits basically say, hey, we're going to suffer, but to hell with it. We're not going to let them push us into the ground anymore. The British people are tough people. They're not going to be pushed around.
Well, we know that they're tough people. And they are the only ones who had guaranteed the common man the right to overthrow the king. That was the Magna Carta in 13, something or other, 12, I don't know. Long time ago.
Right.
Anyway, so as this map shows, we are vulnerable to accidents that might happen on the cables. And, of course, there are people who are listening to the cables. They lay another fiber optic channel down alongside the cable, and they can pick up what's going on, and they can decipher it, and that's called espionage. And I'm sure the NSA does that as well as all of the...
Yeah, they don't even need to lay it on the cable. They're specific what's called ground-based nodes.
Yeah.
And they can hack into the node, and what people don't realize is even the SuperNet, which is laying all the way from University of California, Irvine, and also up in San Francisco, up at the universities there, and it lays the high-speed cable directly across through Champaign, Illinois, all the way through to Harvard and the other universities in the Northeast. That was their first SuperNet, and they laid that back 30 years ago. It's 100,000 times faster than the regular Internet, and it was used for nonlinear modeling of human behavior, weather modification, and advanced nuclear research. So they're doing it for nonlinear simulation programming, and of course, under Bill Clinton, they transferred a lot of this simulation programming and supercomputer technology to the Chinese. I mean, Bill Clinton is a major criminal. People don't realize that. He's real popular. He's a real popular guy. Yeah, popular criminal is what he is. So is Hillary, who's even more evil than he is.
Well, charismatic leaders are often, you just think of Adolf Hitler. He was certainly charismatic.
Oh, yeah. But he wasn't near as friendly. Most popular in terms of charismatic politician, I think, in the last half century was Bill Clinton. Even though he's doing horrific things. I mean, look at the North American Free Trade Agreement that he did and the industrial espionage and all the other stuff. I mean, this is a bad guy.
Anyway, and of course, tampering at the nodes, people do that. And sophisticated cyber hackers can then get information 1 or 2 to 3 seconds before anybody else gets it, and they can use that to make money.
Well, they can manipulate the stock market, the gold markets, everything. Mr. Robot comes back out July 13th, and Mr. Robot Season 1 destroyed the world.
We are the American Freedom.
You heard about that, right?
This is the
Robot?
Most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases healthcare for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share healthcare costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
And Morrison, of course, the website. Oh, I hear an echo. I think there's something going on at the studio where, there we go, the echoes are gone. And so what's the latest on, besides the cables, what are the topics you want to talk about today? Because people need to understand this. I just mentioned before the break, Mr. Robot, which is a cult classic now. It was started on Amazon TV last year. And, of course, Mr. Robot's a very narcissistic, dysfunctional person that's being used by people to become a hacktivist, actually destroys the world financial system using hacking. You have to understand manipulating markets, controlling nuclear reactors, controlling power grids, and blowing up step-down transformers. A hacktivist can literally destroy entire civilizations or even precipitate nuclear war. And when people say, well, they couldn't do it, we know back from the 1990s was a program called, you know, talking about World War III and NORAD, and had a sort of young person that supposedly hacked into NORAD to start launch on command or
put icons in the screen. I remember that,
yeah. And people need to understand, this is not delusional. In fact, when I mentioned this to my friend Colonel Lynn Wills at U.S. NORAD Space Command, the director of radar command for NORAD, who was a good friend of mine, actually we even got roasted in my kitchen in our dining room in Colorado Springs in the mid-90s, he said, oh yeah, this is a very real possibility. I mean, you know, people say, well, they can't do it. I'm thinking, you know what? Anything that man can do, somebody else can hack through. The best hackers in the world are Russians, and the largest number of hackers are Tianjin Blue Army in China, in eastern China, and they have 250,000 plus hacktivists working for the communist government, and they're hacking into everything. I mean, I talk to my friends that are inside the government, that, you know, classified agents and NSA, etc., And they have hacked into power grids, communication networks, telephone networks, power step-down transformers. They've hacked into as far as they can go. And the only thing that restrains them is they know that we're watching them, number one. And number two, we can do things to them that they don't know yet. And they're a little terrified. In fact, one of the comments that the Russians made, and I talked to a nuclear engineer when I was working, taking care of employees at Storage Tech, which is another high-tech Tier 1 science company, and is a former Russian nuclear scientist in the nuclear navy. He says, "We Russians and Belarusians, we would not attack America because we knew you gave us nuclear materials and technology and high-tech supercomputers, and we knew that in back room you had even worse, so we would not attack because we knew you'd destroy us." And the Russians had enough sense, but again, Muslim countries don't have enough sense, and the Chinese now have a lot of extra hubris that doesn't compute. And unfortunately, the Chinese are very good at cloning or stealing technology. They're extremely bad. They got like a near zero IQ in new innovative technology because it's beaten out of them. They're terrified they're going to get tissue typed and thrown into a Luddite prison camp if they even invent on their own bench an alternate technology for their own corporation that may be an American transnational shooter affiliate. So you have to understand the Chinese have $200 billion plus of industrial espionage per year, and we're allowing it. We're allowing it. We're allowing it because it's part of the globalist scheme. It's craziness, but it's part of the scheme. So, and let's continue on this bit. I don't think we have any kind of cybersecurity at all. None. Anybody who does is a delusional idiot.
Well, okay, I would really like to move on to biosecurity.
Yes, let's do that.
Because we have the meddling by a group of people in who prepared the flu mist, which was a live attenuated influenza vaccine. Remember the one that you...
Right, we talked about this a few years ago, where they actually created a new super flu of the last year or so. It was created because they had an attenuated vaccine that recombined with a wild virus and created a new super virus that made people really darn sick and killed a lot of people.
Yes, and they have now come out, and now this is an advisory committee on immunization practices, and that is a group of outside experts that helps guide the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, what is this group of outside experts? I mean, I think the experts were in the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. I'm really unhappy now. And they insisted that the CDC made preferential the live attenuated influenza vaccine. And you know, the live attenuated vaccines, they put live virus in that. You can say it's attenuated, but eventually what happens is that until your body destroys them, until your body says, oh, this is something that shouldn't be in here, you've got that in you, and you can transfer it to other people.
Yeah,
and
in other words, the person becomes a mixing vessel is what you're saying. So if they have another virus, they're going to recombine and create new super virus spin-offs. And if you do it millions of times, they've actually said that the childhood vaccine is no good, so we're going to use a live attenuated nasal vaccine. And that means that the vaccinations are going to be guaranteed to create new recombinants that, because of the number of times, it's like playing Keno in Las Vegas. You play it a million times, you're going to win. you just have to...
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked a lot about polio last week, and that's what's happened. There were three wild polio viruses, and they called them P1, P2, P3. And P2 was by far the worst. And so they made a trivalent vaccine, and it was also live attenuated vaccine for polio. So it would be live attenuated polio vaccine. And then they noticed that they weren't getting people who were catching polio weren't catching the P2 anymore. And so they decided they were more afraid that if they gave people the live attenuated P2 vaccine, then that they would become starters of a new polio epidemic.
Whoa. We need to talk about this, too, again when we come back. And also in the recap blog afterward on video. Wow.
So You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and Ann, let's continue talking about this vaccine-derived polio. I want you to kind of review it again for a second, because this shows how crazy the public health individuals are and the policies of virology labs and even biosecurity. This is not rational behavior, is it?
No, the first polio vaccine that was made was injectable, and it was inactive. And then they came up with the oral vaccine. Now, I got the injected one, and then about a year and a half later, they had it where we all went through, including my family members. Everybody had to go through this line, and I got a sugar cube. And then about 2 years later,
yeah.
I got the liquid. And, people were panicked about polio back in the late 50s, early 60s. I mean, because people were... You know, they were becoming paralyzed. They were dying. They had whole rooms filled with iron lungs. And some of those people never did walk again. They became paralyzed.
Or, by the way, if they did recover from it, they did have post-polio syndrome. And I've seen people 50 years afterward where they really, for 50 years, didn't have problems. and they started getting dropout of nerve fibers from the parts of their brain that control the respiratory drive centers, etc., and they ended up back on a ventilator, believe it or not, after 50 years.
Yeah, but they have new ones now that you can wear. You don't have to go into an iron lung, but...
Oh, I know that. Those are ancient technology, but... The problem is, though, that when you take philosophies and technologies like vaccines that have attenuated virus, you're almost guaranteeing that at some point you're going to create a new recombinant that can actually be a vaccine-induced pandemic.
Well, that's what they're thinking of, and I read this article. And so I reported on it last week, and that was that in India, they're discovering that they have vaccine-derived polio vaccines. They have vaccination. In other words, the polio isn't a wild type. It actually came from the vaccination that the child received earlier. And because they noticed that the strain 2, which was the most aggressive strain, and they were no longer seeing it. So they said, well, let's take the strain 2, the P2, out of the vaccine. Instead of having a trivalent vaccine, we'll just have a bivalent, and it'll have P1 and P3 in it. Well, and so then about a year ago, they started doing that, and now they have people who are getting a variation of the P2, and they think that the children who got the trivalent polio vaccine a year ago have passed it on to their family members. It can be in your saliva. It can be in your breath. It's probably caretakers that are getting it, but we know how bad polio can be. And the second thing to remember is that this was an live attenuated polio vaccine, and when it was in the baby, when it was in the person that got the vaccine, it mutated, and especially if they had another virus at the same time.
Well, they did research a few years ago at Cornell University in New York City, and 28% of the people that they analyzed an autopsy died of a neurological disease like multicentric leukoencephalopathy or acute inflammatory dementia. They did a viral analysis of their brain, and 28% of the time they grew viruses were primarily from their vaccinations in their brain.
If you don't look, you won't find, and they haven't been looking.
Well, I when I talk to doctors or even experts in infectious disease, I don't like to ask ASK questions, I AXE questions. And when I AXE questions from these so-called experts, after a while they get extremely nervous, and I call it the incredible shrinking PhD or MD. And it's disturbing to see that it never even occurred to them that maybe they were actually creating dangerous circumstances with their policies of vaccinations or public health, or the fact that when you ask questions, I'll give you an example, I'll give you three questions. Do we know how long these viruses persist, like Zika virus, in the body, somewhere in some remote compartment like the uterus or the brain? Do we know what immunological changes they make to the cell surface antigens to cause autoimmune disease or inflammatory changes?
Nope.
Do we know if it causes epigenetic changes that creates new code? We don't know. I mean, for example, GMO foods we know can intercalate actually in the DNA because these are unstable plasmids. They get into the DNA of bacteria in, say, the bee gut and can cause Beeheimer's disease because they create Bacillus thuringiensis toxins. But when you insert unstable plasmids from GMO food, they may also attach to the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten with glyphosates. Or when you're looking at vaccines, where the vaccine is an unstable viral thing like an RNA virus or DNA virus, does it change the epigenetics of the host? Very probably. Do we know what it does? Absolutely not. And the problem is when you start asking questions that prove how ignorant we are, you realize that what we're doing is really dangerous.
Well, that's what the World Health Organization said. India called it a global emergency, and the World Health Organization, their International Health Regulations Subcommittee, said the same thing. This is a global emergency.
You're talking about the polio. The polio is a global emergency, mean?
Well, because now let me do the math for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you start out with one baby, and
right.
It changes the vaccine that it was given into a different virus. You know, it takes the virus in. It's an attenuated virus, and while it's in the baby, it changes. Now, India has over a billion people, and the doctor said, well, only one in a million will this happen.
Okay,
one in a million. That means 1,000. And it doesn't mean 1,000 of the same vaccine.
Right.
They mean 1,000 different polio vaccines. So we've gone from P1, P2, P3 to 1,000. And they don't have a vaccine for that.
It's like spinning the dial and figuring out the numbers on one of these lottery number things and figuring out the mathematics of how to actually win. And what the virus is doing is basically you're actually stacking the odds that you're eventually going to have an emergence of a super virus that's going to kill a lot of people.
Well, so, polio kills a lot of people. Polio is already a super virus.
Right. So all you do is mess with it. In fact, one of the simulations we did with the FBI and CDC was we actually borrowed supercomputer time on the NOAA computer in Boulder, and we actually had a war game simulation in cyberspace with a polio virus that came from Cairo, Egypt, to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And we calculated out based on the infectivity and spread through nasal particles and coughing and saliva and so on, we calculated out the transmission rate and replication rates, and that in 90 days it would infect over 90 million Americans and spread to 93 countries.
Yep.
Not good.
Yeah.
In other words, we were like, our superpower was we killed everybody.
Yeah, that's right. And this group of outside experts insisted that the vaccine, the flu mist, be used. And even though it didn't work the first year, it didn't work the second year, and it didn't work the third year. And they have now said, well, we don't want to use it anymore. Well, I wonder why. We've had drift on the H3N2 strain, usually showed as a variant.
You're talking about gene drift, right?
In the H3N2 influenza virus strain. It's no longer H3N2 that came in with the birds. It's now a variant. Well, where are you supposed to get the variant from? From the H1N1 that was in the same vaccine.
Yeah, Henry L. Nyman is the only one that actually talks about recombination properly. Most of the virologists are not talking about recombinant genetics. And it's amazing to me that with someone as brilliant as Henry Nyman, who's proved that recombination explains a lot of the viral ontogeny, these morons in virology aren't accepting that he is literally like the Einstein of viral recombination. These morons think he's making it up when you can actually see the actual progression through the viral history of the evolution of viruses and pathogenic explosions, that they don't understand that what they're doing is incredibly stupid. You know? It's like the guy that was playing in New Mexico when they made a big ball. This is part of the Manhattan Project of plutonium. And some guy thought it was a smart idea to tap it with a hammer. And what happened is after he tapped, he saw a big flash. His skin started to peel off. His bone marrow crashed, and he bled out and died of an infection in 24 hours because he got a neutron flux from tapping the plutonium ball and ended up with what's called a hypercritical event. So this is how stupid these idiots are, and there's no nice word for it. Say, oh, they're just uninformed. No, this is stupid, but you know otherwise that this is things you probably shouldn't do, and you do it anyway, even though you understand there may be dangers there. This is not just like, oh, well, they're uninformed or they didn't properly get proper screening. Or no, this is stupid. This is dangerous, stupid things. It's like jumping off a cliff with a little bat suit on and not having proper training, thinking you don't have an updraft and you realize you're going to become street pizza. You are stupid. And these people are putting all of us at risk by doing this stuff, because when they're vaccinating in India, with WHO edicts or these other so-called independent experts telling them to use these vaccine protocols, they're going to have the emergence of super viruses that are going to kill hundreds of millions. And if they think the 1918 pandemic was bad, what they're brewing is dozens of viruses that they're doing these policies with that are going to emerge and become a super virus in the next few years. And we're going to have wave after wave of these monster viruses killing a lot of people.
Well, I want everybody on this advisory committee on immunization practices fired.
But it's not going to happen, is it?
What they did was criminal. They used the American people as a level 3 test for their vaccine that didn't work.
Well, the thing is, they persisted in doing something that didn't work before, but they repeated it 3 years in a row.
Three years in a row they did that.
Which is only going to increase the chances of them becoming mixing vessels to create a supervirus.
That's right. And
so
we probably already have
it. Inexcusable behavior. Now, I'm disgusted at the medical and the PhD professions. I'm disgusted at physics. For example, even top experts like dealing with Fukushima, like Michio Kaku, I want my scientific abuse, and I'm not getting it. I want people to challenge us and to have the nerve to call into the show and say, we disagree with you, and we're a PhD in virology, whatever, and you're an idiot, Deagle. Prove it to me. Prove it to Anne, why she's not telling you the truth here. And even these committees are now coming out and saying, we're freaked out. You know, just like that song, you know, 21 Pilots, now we're stressed out. We could change the words a little bit, you know. You got to make money, we better make biosecurity. Now we're stressed out. You should be stressed out because these people that are running these programs are either stupid or evil or both.
Well, I that's what I want. I want every one of them fired, and
right.
I want a new protocol in place.
Right.
And I want them to follow the normal testing that they would do.
Well, I want a whole complete change in the whole venue of the idea of what immunology is. Number one, immunology is not creating antibodies. You create immune confusion. What you want is activated T lymphocytes who will identify a pathogen and kill it with superoxide anion radical. So what you want to do is have non-antigenic or non-HLA-compatible subtyped immunocytes that you can actually universally vaccinate people with actual intravenous T lymphocytes that would actually kill off a whole range of pathogens, not just one or two, but maybe a dozen. You just run an intravenous into the child, say, at 1 year of age, and boom, they're protected for years. And then you can go back and actually draw their blood, take those T lymphocytes, and actually tag them with radio tags to actually see if they actually have a clone of T cells and actually give you a number of the population of T cells that could actually attack and prevent them from polio, flu, or any other major illness. Most people don't realize that stealth pathogens are a major trigger for almost all illness. Most people think, oh, well, that's not the case. Do you know that Saccharomyces boulardii, right, which is the yeast that's used for making bread?
These aren't stealth pathogens. They aren't even looking for them.
Right. And do you know the antigenic mycelial part of the Saccharomyces cerevisiae for making bread is identical to the splanchnic or basement membrane of your small bowel. So if you want to get activated T lymphocytes, it'll destroy your small bowel and give you ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. We know exactly what causes it. People try to say, we don't know. We don't know what causes oligodendrocytes to be attacked. It's identical to the to parts of the antigenic structure of Lyme parasites. So when someone gets Ehrlichiosis, babesiosis, or Lyme, and there's 34 subtypes, we know exactly what causes MS. It's ubiquitous. These pathogens in the wrong conditions will trigger off autoimmunity, and the presence of stealth pathogens is a major trigger for everything from diabetes to vascular disease to stroke to cancer to autoimmunity. We have no doubt whatsoever. See, we're not just talking about vaccines. We're going beyond vaccines. All vaccines do is, I call their condiments. It's like saying we got a lineup of ketchup, hot sauce, and A1 sauce against the pathogen, but if you don't have activated T lymphocytes in the proper clone and population size, you can't kill a pathogen because only superoxide anion radical can kill pathogens. You can't kill it with an antibody. You can opsonize it, like, you know, start punching holes in the side of the cell membrane of a bacteria, but you don't disrupt the viral capsid of a RNA or DNA virus as an antibody. You just tag it. All you do is you tag it so the pathogen says, oh, I can find it. But if you've got blind T lymphocytes that can't find it, it doesn't matter. They can't see it. And if you don't have a large enough population of them, why do you expect you're going to kill off the infection?
Yeah.
It's an insane thing. And by the way, antibody levels, if you give the flu vaccine to seniors, anybody over their mid-40s, you see no statistical increase in IgG or IgM antibodies against the specific viral subtypes. None. Did you know that there's no evidence that the vaccines either work in young kids or in seniors, where they say there's the highest risk of getting illness? There's no antibody increase, and even when you do get an increase, it lasts even optimally in people that do get a vaccine response for 10 weeks only. So if the flu is going to be 3 months or longer into the future, there's no antibody response even, let alone the idea of a T lymphocyte clone that actually will find the virus and kill it. So people say, you know, they had a study 5 years ago, they published and they presented it in the Canadian Parliament. If you take a flu vaccine, your chances of getting the flu are doubled. Doubled. Because of the heavy metal adjuvants present in the vaccine, including mercury, ethyl salicylate, that destroys your immune system. So
well,
these morons...
Well, it's attenuated, it has the virus in it.
Right, and what happens is a lot of time it creates immune confusion, so your cells don't even identify a pathogen present. And when you have RNA viruses, it evades the immune system. The body can't even see it. So if it doesn't have activated T lymphocytes to kill the RNA virus, you have no capacity to identify and kill the pathogen. None. That's why yellow fever, chikungunya, equine encephalitis evade the immune system and cause havoc.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. And the other thing we want to revisit is the Elizabeth King infection outbreak that occurred in the Midwest United States in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And the Elizabeth King outbreak, they're really boggled by it. Tell us what's boggling them and what's really going on there.
Yeah, well, it's the largest identified Elizabeth King Gia outbreak in history. It had 66 patients in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois.
Right.
And in addition to that, now that they're looking for it, again, if you don't look for it, you're not going to find it. Now that they're looking at it, they found it in 11 other states. And unfortunately, they don't know how it's transferred. They don't know how the original people got it. And they're running out of money and time. And so they're probably just going to say this is a community-acquired disease. That means that wherever it is, and it's every place, it's in the soil, in the water, every place, if you have a weakened immune system, you too can have it. And they the thing is that the strains that they found in the 11 other states, although they're positive for Elizabeth Kinglegia, they don't they aren't the same strain as the outbreak strain.
Yeah.
And so this is really. And you had a good idea about how that could happen.
Yeah, it happens real simply because I worked in a secure lab doing biological research with bacteria. It's real simple because you're trying to keep the counters clean and flaming them off and everything. When you have a secure area, especially if you get a class 3 or 4 insulation, the fact that you're cleaning actually kills off the Wally bugs and the Arnold Schwarzenegger bugs survive. So it's very probable that the Elizabeth Kinglegia actually developed in communities where the in a hospital, for example, whether using cleaning agents, so on, would actually speed the evolution of the bacteria by killing off weaker strains and pushing the evolutionary advance to select for bugs that are more pathogenic and more easily spread to between people. Now, what we have to do is we have to start talking about how do we start taking universal antipathogenics. For example, for viruses, if you take Allicin Med, it'll kill off and prevent biting insects from biting you. If you take our neutral defense, it blocks the receptor binding domain for all RNA native viruses and prevents what's called the Fenton reaction. It allows free iron and heavy metals to allow opening the cell membrane so pathogens can spread. So, in other words, there's simple procedures you can do to protect yourself. The problem is that they don't go into these biosecure labs or hospitals and run around to the infectious disease wards or burn units and try to see if they've actually got emergent strains. My guess is many of these emergent strains are actually emerging in hospitals, burn units, trauma units, and emergency departments or clinics, and people don't recognize it because the average population are on polypharmacy of antipathogenics or antivirals, and that's why they're emerging.
So they're carrying them.
Right, they're carrying them, they're spreading them. And if you want to get a bad pathogen, go to a hospital or a burn unit or a trauma unit or just even an emergency department or an outpatient clinic. And if you want to get an emergent strain of MRSA or something else, well, that's the place to go.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill.
Thank you, man. We'll do a follow-up video presentation with all these fancy charts and so on and get some more discussion. And, of course, if you sign up at NutraMedical One and send your questions through Skype to us, we'll try to bring it up on air. And if it's a really good question, we'll actually bring you on air if you're there available after you send your question. But NutraMedical One, just send for a request. We'll approve it. You can post your question. Actually, we go live to do the show. And you'll get a notification, too. Thank you, Ann. Amazing. And with discussion coming up now, hour number 3, the last hour on Friday, is the firing line where I'm in the batter cage trying to give you wellness, anti-aging, and health questions answered. Back in just a moment. Michelle is here, the host with the most, and will be answering your questions.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.